You have your Bible, want to turn with us, Joshua chapter number 4. Amen. The Bible says in verse 1, "And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every man, every tribe, amen, and command ye them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe, amen. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. And the priest which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hastened and passed over. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half of the tribe of Manasseh, passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto the battle in the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. And Joshua therefore commanded the priest, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass when the priest had bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in the time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it was mighty, that he might fear that ye might fear the Lord your God forever." Praise God. I want to preach this morning for a little while out of this, if God will be my help, on this thought, a remembrance. As we come today, and we know tomorrow we celebrate Memorial Day, and boy, what a day it is when we celebrate those that have fallen, those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for us, amen. As a nation, we've had thousands to fall by the wayside, praise God, trying to defend our nation, our people. But I want to say today, I want to bring it down to a personal level. They failed in the battlefield, Brother Bill, by dying for you and me. They was men and women, but praise God, that went to battle, amen, knowing that they would be put in harm's way, but they went anyway. And boy, I just praise the Lord for them today, the sacrifice they made, the women that were left behind to take care of the little old youngins while their husband went off to fight the battles, amen, amen. Some of them went away, and some of them kissed their wife and their kids goodbye for the last time and never went back home. But praise God, I'm thanking God because they stood upon a principle. They was a cause. I want to say today, is there not a cause? Boy, we need to touch a God like we've never need before. We need some men and women, praise God, that'll stand up. We need a remembrance today of what God has done for us, what He wants to do and the promises that He's given us. Boy, I tell you, they're great and mighty. I pray God to the bringing down of all those adversaries that's against us. Even a high hand of God who's able to bring us out, praise God, victorious, just like He did the children of Israel as they marched, praise God, through the wilderness. Amen. Hey, listen, God did not forget them. I pray God, God don't forget, and He won't forget me and you. I pray God, He's still on the throne. He's still looking down after us. I pray God, He's never lost no power. He hasn't become senile. He hasn't lost authority. He's still God. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for that today, ain't you? He's God. I'm glad I can say, not only is He God, Brother Chris, but He's my God. He's the God I serve. He's the God I love. He's the God that's in charge and control. He's the God that rules, praise the Lord. And He'll rule forever. Bless His holy name. Amen. So we see the children of Israel, they come through the wilderness journeys. Now the Bible teaches they've been 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. I wonder today sometimes how much time, how much we got to wander in the wilderness, praise God, for before we'll come into the promised land. Come into a place, praise God, where God have us to be. Come into a place where there's hope and sanctity and safety, praise God, for a child of God. You say, well, Pastor, I know what you're saying. Old devil right marching through here. He says, don't listen to him. You're living in an ungodly, hellish world. God ain't got nothing for you. I want to say, praise God, the only thing that you've got in this world is the hope of God Almighty and the love of Jesus Christ, praise God, that died for the sins of the people, and He died for you and me, praise God. And without that, you have nothing. I want to say, because we have that, we have a remembrance today. Praise God, it's the greatest remembrance that any man, woman, boy, or girl could have, and it's in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We see Joshua as he gathers the people over, and he's a minding God. Amen. He's a doing the will of his heavenly Father. Praise God. I thank God for that. I say Moses, as he told him, he said, Joshua, he said, God's going to use you, boy. Amen. And Joshua said, Moses, here am I. Hey, praise God. He said, I'm ready to do whatever God had had me to do. You know, that's all God had. I thought his sister Joyce was getting up there to sing. Praise God. Hey, listen, whatever we do, praise God, as long as we do it for God's glory, praise God, it'll matter to something. You say, preacher, it may not matter to nobody here, but praise God, I want to say it'll matter to God. God will look down on us and He'll see it. The reason we ain't blessed, the reason we ain't excited, the reason we ain't getting tore up in the house of God is because we come in with an attitude, praise God, it's just going to be the same as it always is. But praise God, I want to say there's a God of heaven. If you can't come in to worship Him and praise Him and give Him God, give Him glory, praise God, that's not on Him, that's on you. Amen. Praise God. You know what's wrong with us? We're not prayed up, anticipating, looking for God to show up. I praise God, looking for God to tiptoe across our heart and just squeeze us up real good and just tell us how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. I want to say, praise God, if we'd been 40 years in the wilderness, praise God, looking desire today, when we'd come out of that mess, praise God, we'd be excited when God said, it's time to go in. Amen. We're worried to death. Let me just say that we're worried to death about this old COVID. And it's bad stuff. There's a lot of pestilence in this world. Cancer's bad stuff. All kind of sickness in this world. Amen. Dementia. Alzheimer's. All that stuff's bad stuff. And it afflicts us in a negative way. But praise God, there's a positive God, amen, says if we'll love Him and trust Him, glory God, one of these days in a little while, I say one of these days in a little while, Brother Joe, He's going to bring us out of this mess. He said, I'll lift you up, and I'll bring you out, praise God. You won't have to worry about it. You don't have to look back. You don't want to have to fret over it. Oh, God Almighty said, I love you enough, and I'm coming to get you, to bring you out, praise God. I'm going to come personally to you. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm excited about that day. I believe these youngins will decide, I think 40 years is about long enough to run around in the wilderness. And I won't say, hey, listen, whatever your lifespan is, that's about long enough to run around in the wilderness. Just tell you young people, look at me this morning. Pastor Jeff, look up here a minute. You don't have to run around in the wilderness. This world, praise God, lost without God. The Bible says, listen to me, the day is the day of salvation. Today's the day that we need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and get in, praise God. And just put our faith and trust in Him so that these crazy things out the schoolhouse and everywhere else can't indoctrinate you in your mind, praise God, because you'll know the truth. And the truth is Jesus saves. Praise God. He puts a compassion in your heart and a love of God, praise God, that'll go with you. And He'll show you the right way. He'll teach you the right path. And He'll go with you on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Devil ain't liking this this morning. Somebody ought to just shout. Amen. Amen. The devil ain't liking it this morning. Praise God. That's all right. I don't like the devil. Amen. Praise God. God's good to me. Praise God. Hey, listen, I've been in the wilderness. I know what it's like. Praise God. I tell you what, God's a helping me. I got over there Wednesday night or Monday night. Me and my wife went out there, Brother Benson, praise God, and God Almighty just fell on that place, and Brother Hanley Milby, I got up preaching on what you got enough. Amen. Preach on what you got, as what you got enough. And boy, God, He got the stir around my heart, Brother Bill. I got to thinking, what I got's enough, praise God. I got what I've got's enough and plenty. It'll bring me through, praise God, satisfied in my soul. And my flesh may not like everything that I go through. My flesh may not like everything that I have to deal with. But praise God, I want to say, because Jesus Christ is my Savior, praise the Lord, He's bringing me out of the wilderness of shouting and of praising, giving God the glory. Because I see, praise the Lord, Brother Judah, on the other side of Jordan, there's a promise land, praise God. There's a Canaan land for me. There's a place of hope and wealth. Praise God. There's a place of goodness. There's a place of milk and honey. Praise God. And one day, praise the Lord, in a day or two, I'm going to get out of this old world. I'm going to lay aside this old flesh. I'm going to fly away. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm talking about a remembrance. Amen. I remember where Jesus brought me from. Amen. I remember the night He saved me by His marvelous grace. I remember all the times that I've had to cry out to Him. Amen. You remember the times you've had to cry out. Amen. When you hadn't said, mercy, Lord, I've had enough. Can't go no further. Praise God. But God Almighty was right there, just like He was for these children in the wilderness. Amen. He brought them up to the brink of Jordan. Brought them through those wilderness wanderings. Amen. One of these days, young, listen, the wilderness wanderings going to be behind us. Praise God, the wilderness will be been a thing of the past. Praise God, wait, but I want to say today for a child of God, there's a clear and distinct path, and we can get on that. Hey, the Bible says it's a narrow way, and not many go in thereat. But I want to say, praise God, there's a God of heaven, and He's directing a flow. Praise the Lord, and if we want to go in, He's there to show us the way. Praise God. What a way it is. Amen. We see Joshua as he takes them in. And he tells these fellas as they go in. Amen. He says, hey, listen, sir, paint you a picture of this for just a minute. I'm talking about a remembrance. And he gathers them up. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 3, verse 12, he said he called out a man from every tribe. Amen. Ain't that right? Called a man from every tribe. He said, what I want you to do? He said, as you're passing through Jordan, he said, I want you to get you a rock. Not just any rocks, I want you to get you a stone. Praise God. I'm talking about one you got to get up, and you got to get it up on your shoulder. Amen. Praise God. He said, I need some strong men. He said, I need some leaders. I need somebody, praise God, that can stand the test. Praise the Lord. When this thing gets ready to get underway, he said, I don't want no slackers. Praise God. I want somebody that's steadfast. I want some, and praise God, I believe every tribe got together a building. They said, this is the man. The man. That fella there, praise God, he's strong, he's stout, he stays the course. We rely on him, we trust him. The Bible said a man out of every tribe, all 12 tribes. Amen. That tells me, praise God, God's got somebody, said nobody has to be left behind. Amen. I believe they got down there, Brother Bill, they got this Bible said they got down there to the brink of the waters, and the priest took a somebody, help me this morning. The priest took the Ark of the Covenant of God, I mean, I'm talking about the very presence of God. That typifies the very presence of God. And he told them priests, he said, listen, when we call upon you, I want you to shoulder that thing up. I want you to man it up. And I want you to walk down there to the brink, to the edges of that Jordan. Praise God. And when I tell you, he said, don't do it till I tell you. He said, because I'm a listening for the Heavenly Father. I'm listening for somebody to speak to me, and I can speak to you. I'm not going to tell you myself, because I don't know the appropriate time. I don't know the appropriate minute. But praise God, I'm glad I know somebody that does. I'm glad there's somebody that's looking down upon us, and he sees the obstacles that's in our way. Hey, listen, that Bible said at the Jordan overflowed her bank, it was spring of the year. Mount Hermon's snows was melting. The flood, pray God, was coming down, and the Jordan was running over her banks. Amen. So Joshua said, listen, fellas, when I tell you, they man the ark up, type of the presence of God, and they march over to the edge of Jordan. And when Joshua gave them the command, now I want you to think of this, think of Joshua as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's listening to the Father. He's seeking direction from the home country. Amen. He's looking for some instruction, praise God, from the Heavenly Father. So these priests, Brother Bill, they march out there. They stand on the brink, and when they tell them priests walk out into the Jordan, amen, where she's running over, and they just ease out in that. Amen. Listen, we can see the example of what they did. Joshua was listening to God the Father. Joshua, praise God, is type of Lord Jesus Christ. Those men of God, those that would carry the Word of God, carry the presence of God, they was listening to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they said, praise God, go out, they marched out. I'm talking about rivers of water that's overflowing the banks. That's a roaring. Amen. That was scary, praise God, that time of year. They marched out because God said to march out. Listen, sometimes we get afraid, but I want to say there's a remembrance that there's a God in heaven, and he's promised to be with you wherever you go. He'll be there in the midst. He'll never tell you to go and do something that he won't be with you to accomplish it. Amen. They march out in that water, Brother Bill. And as they carried that ark, the presence of God went out into the Jordan. Amen. Are you hearing me? They march out in there, praise God, and as when her feet begin to hit the waters of Jordan on the brink of them overflowing waters. Amen. As you can look at that, ain't so much here, praise God. Have we got all day? Amen. Those overflowing waters, praise God. It's a type of what we deal with in our lives. Sometimes they overflow us, they overflood us, but praise God, there's a cause, amen. And God said, I will give you a remembrance. They got out there in that water. And the Bible says that God just began to roll them back. Now, I don't know about you, but that's pretty exciting to me. Amen. The ones that was flowing down, God said he rolled them back. So they quit flowing. Amen. I want to say God can do the same thing with us in our trials and afflictions. He can roll them back so they don't overflood us. He can give us a pause. He can give us a brief, a moment or two to catch our breath. So those priests marched out there. Now I want you to notice the confidence they had in God. Now this is a scary situation. I don't know what if any of you has ever been on the brink of a small river that is when it's running out of the banks. That's scary. The sheer volume. I mean, I've got a little old branch behind the house, and sometimes that thing, hey, used to not take too bad, but they got all these parking lots in Weaverville now. And when it rains hard, Brother Chris, every bit of water comes off in parking and comes right down that little branch. And from being a little branch, one minute, when it rains hard in Weaverville, all of a sudden it'll become a rushing river. I mean, it comes plumb out in the pastures, comes out everywhere. It's scary. Had it two or three times in the last couple years, but it went plumb over my bridge. And it's 10, 12 foot in there. That's what the power of God. I won't say praise God. I'm glad he's a God. Them priests march out there without any apprehension because God's man done told them. He said, you take it, praise God, you're going to take the very presence of God. He said, you're going to take it out there in the middle of that Jordan, praise God. When your feet hit the brinks, they're going to start rolling back. And you're going to see the mighty hand of God. And I can see them old priests, Brother Bill, when that first one in the front, praise God, I can see them old fellas, they draw straws. They said, who's going to go first? Who wants to be in front? Everybody else steps back. And they got two little old volunteers that didn't volunteer. Amen. Have that, don't you? They say that's bad to happen in the army. Amen. That said, they march. I praise God. They realize all of a sudden they're in front. So they take their foot. And boy, when they put it in there, they see that water start receding. Boy, can you imagine, brother, the relief, Brother Bill, on their face when that foot that was in water just a second ago, praise God, it's standing not only in the mud, but it's just standing on dry ground. Amen. I'm glad God, it can roll back all those things that so easily beset us, and it can give us hope and peace in God Almighty, praise God. That's the God we serve today. He changeth not, not yesterday or forever, praise God. He's still the same.
Amen.
And they march on out there. Amen. But notice this. I'm trying to hurry. That first step, amen, gave them confidence. Amen. You know what? The first step we take for Jesus, it'll give you confidence. When we realize that the Lord is in it. Amen. Praise God, the sun's coming out. Let's get these folks in that. They march out into that ocean, in that Jordan River. I praise God, and them priests, when their feet marched out there, that water began to draw back. That land began to be dry. Praise God, they got out there in the midst of the Jordan. Praise God, and they stood there. I don't think, praise the Lord, Brother Bill, they wasn't standing there trembling and shaking as they saw those mighty waters, as they just began to build back and be pushed back and pushed back. Can you just imagine it? Those waters that was flowing and flowing and flowing, all of a sudden they're flowing, but they're doing this. Amen, praise God. Hey, listen, you say, how could that do? How could that be? The same way God does it today. Praise God, you go down to the beach and you sit there and watch the ocean as that wave comes in, praise God, to the shoreline, and God Almighty, he's standing right there and he says, far enough, praise God, that water comes up, praise God, and it goes back. Amen. A lot of these things we try to logic, whatever in our mind. Amen. Try to have logic in our mind and figure it out. Praise God. But I won't say there's no figuring out God because he's too big. Amen. So they're there watching that water pile up in a heap. Praise God. I believe by now they're smiling. Glory, hallelujah. Rejoicing down in their heart. Glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. Amen. Maybe just shouting a little bit. Amen. And we see. Now listen, the priests have done marched out there. Praise God. They've done stepped out on faith. The commander, the man of God. Amen. The type of Christ. They said, listen, God done spoke to him. He spoke to us. We're doing what he said. And praise God, I'm just glad to be in the middle. And then you've got those 12 men that was called out. Now, I called him out in Joshua chapter 3, verse number 12. He said, hey, listen, won't you pick you out 12 men? Mighty men, praise God. He said, and then and Joshua begins to call him out. He said, this tribe here, he said, the tribe of Manasseh. Amen. The half of tribe Manasseh, who we got there? And that man steps up. He said, that's me, Lord. He says, all right, go ahead. That old fella, he eases out there, praise God, into the center of that Jordan. And he hunts around there, praise God. And I believe why he, now listen to me, I believe why he's just standing there on the shores and those waters is rolling back and the ground that they're going to walk on's are drying up. Now I heard a fella say one time, said, well, preacher, you know, it's pretty bad. He said, them poor priests having to stand out there in the mud for all that time. I don't know what Bible he's using. But my Bible said they went across on dry ground. Amen. Praise God. And I can see that old fella on the bank, maybe from Manasseh, and he looks around there, and he's already, he don't know when he's going to be called, but praise God, when Joshua calls him, he's ready to go. He's already spied him a stone. He's already spied him a rock. Amen. He's already sized it up. Amen. Hey, listen, we just need to look around. We just need to go size up the situation, praise God, and with the help of the Lord, be ready to hit it wide open. Amen. That old feller marches out there, praise God. He reaches down and grabs that thing, picks it up, puts it up on his shoulder. and he marches up out of Jordan with it. Amen. Atop of hindrance, atop of problems, atop of the things that would so easily beset us, praise God. He said, praise God, I've got mine, Lord, and I'm ready to go. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I think from what I read here, these fellas don't lay their burden down until they get to Gilgal. Amen. There's nowhere to lay your burden down. You've got to remember it's where God brought you from. You ought to have a burden, pray God, till we get it to where we need to go. Amen. So we see that. We see Manasseh come out. Praise God. As God begins to deal with them, he brings them out. We see the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, the ones that's promised, praise God, a place on this side, Jordan. But God said, you've got to go over first and help us pray in the battle. Amen. Praise God. Listen, God don't divide us and split us up. Praise God. He keeps us together. Hey, pray God, in the body of Christ to get the job done. Amen. Praise the Lord. A remembrance. They bring those stones out. The 12 tribes bring out 12 stones as Joshua has instructed them. And Joshua, I can see him in my mind's eye. He eases out there into the middle of Jordan himself. Amen. And there's some mighty stones out there. If you look at this and study this out, there's some great stones. Stones, Brother Bill, that's so big that it's illogical to think that a man could even move them by himself. But we ain't talking about a man. We're talking about a God called man. Well, glory. And he's out there into that stream where he used to be. And he's done picked him out 12 stones for all of God's people. Praise God. And he begins to gather those up. He reaches and grabs them. Praise God. When he does, they move. And Joshua begins to gather those stones up. Amen. And he gathers those up and he assembles them as a remembrance for the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. A remembrance, praise God, of the judgment that they've had to go through. He does it as a remembrance of Jesus Christ himself, who had to endure it alone. I can see in my mind's eye some of them old boys, praise God, said, let's go help Joshua. He's out there in the Jordan all by himself. He's trying to gather up those stones and assemble them in a pile to make us a remembrance. Let's go help him. The same way they did with Jesus when he hung up on a tree. People said, hey, what can we do to help him? But I want to say there was nothing they could do to help him. Amen. He had to take it on his own, praise God. He had to do it by himself. It was a daunting task, praise God, but Jesus done it by himself. Amen. He took the judgment of the whole world upon himself. That overflowing flood of judgment, that overflowing flood of hardship, he took upon himself. He assembled those stones. The Bible says in verse 9, he said, and Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood. And they are there unto this day. Where was that? The Bible says in chapter 3 and verse 17 that it was in the midst of Jordan. Now, I don't know about you, a lot of crazy people. I've read Brother Charles some commentaries. You can't believe two-thirds of them. They take it out. I say, well, he just tacked up a few rocks right on the edge. That crippled too high for crutches. Amen. The Bible said he stacked them. He put them in the midst of Jordan. Now, I don't know about you, but when I went to school, the midst meant in the middle. Amen. It meant in that place that was the deepest. It meant that, praise God, that you had to go down into before you come up out of it. Amen. Atop of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. He had to go into the depths, praise God, of hell in order to bring us out on the other side. Amen. Listen, youngest, praise God. That's why we need to be saved. That's why we need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's already come to overcome death and the grave. Amen. You quit worrying about it. Just worry about you following him, praise God, because he knows the way. Amen. You say, preacher, what about that? They're still there today. The Bible says, and he says, and they are there unto this day. The overwhelming force of the world, the overwhelming force of the floods of hell, praise God, it will never overcome the cross of Calvary. Amen. The blood's still the blood. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. It's still covering old sinners. Praise His holy name. It's still doing what it was intended to do. Amen. And the Bible says that when after Joshua had laid those stones down there, a type of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that overflowing flood, praise God, that covers our life, that's satisfied in the blood of Jesus Christ, that Joshua comes up out of there on the other side. Amen. Then he bids those priests. Those priests don't move an inch. Those men of God, praise God, they say us Tar Heels used to, the reason they called us Tar Heels, Brother Jeff, is because they said it was like we had tar on our feet. We couldn't be moved during battles. Amen, praise God. No matter how hard they tried to root us out, praise God, we stayed. Because they was something worth staying for. They was a remembrance, praise God, what we had back home. They was a remembrance of family and loved ones, praise God, that needed us to be strong for them. Amen. Praise God. That's the reason these folks went to battle. That's the reason that we celebrate Memorial Day, because they some men win, praise God. They some people, amen, that's willing to go and stay, praise God, to be rooted in, amen, not giving up an inch. And praise God, time for us to quit giving in. Amen. Can't give an inch. We're compromising. Can't compromise the things of God. Praise His holy name. The Bible said He came out. All the people, Bible said, were clean passed over. I like that word clean in there, don't you? He said, they got, Brother Chris, he could say, well, they just crossed over to the other side. But I want to say, praise God, when they come out on the other side, they clean passed over. Amen. I want to say, when you're going through the blood, praise God, there's a cleansing process that takes place. When you come out the other side, you can't be the same you used to be. There's a scouring inside you, praise God. That's better than that old fellow used to have the bald head, Ajax. Amen. God cleans you from the outside. You can't. Hey, you say, preacher, I can do what I want to. Yeah, but your want to's a change. If your want to's ain't changed, praise God, you need to check up. Something ain't running right. Amen. Well, you said like you're like an old one of them old John Deere tractors, them old popping Johns. You got a mess going on somewhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God, when you get to run around, I said, all the people passed over. Amen. And those 40,000 prepared for war. Those are the tribes of Reuben and Gad and Manasseh, praise God, just like God told them to do. They went over ready to fight. Amen. They had a remembrance, praise God, that they had something worth fighting for. Amen. On the other side. And they passed over. And the Bible says that Joshua, and the Lord spake unto Joshua and saying, verse 16 said, command the priest that bear the ark of the testimony, the presence of God that's still out there in the middle. Amen. Ain't you glad there's still a presence of God's in the middle of all our troubles? There's a presence of God, amen, a remembrance of God Almighty. He promised He'd take all our troubles, all our sorrows. He said, I'll swap with you. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, command the priest that bear the ark of the testimony. They come up out of Jordan. Amen. And Joshua therefore commanded the priest, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. Amen. He said, now, if they were on the edge of the Jordan, they wouldn't be no coming up. Amen. They'd have to go down to come up. But God says, praise God, when you're already down as far as you can go, He said, I'm not going to push you down no more. I'm not going to make... Boy, somebody ought to shout. He said, I'm not going to make you go down no more. I'm not going to beat you down no more. He said, but praise God, I'm going to bring you up so I can bring you out. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you. That's the God I serve today. He's not there to beat us up, praise God. If we'll listen to Him, we'll follow Him, praise God. Be persuaded of Him. He'll bring us up and He'll bring us out. He said, many of our people today, praise God, the reason they ain't getting, the reason God ain't bringing them up, because they don't want to be brought out. Amen. Amen. God will bring you up, but he can't bring you up till you want to be brought out. Amen. That's right. He can't bring you up till you want to be brought out. It takes a self-confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, what He can do for me and you. Amen. A remembrance of Calvary. He said, come ye up out of Jordan. He said, and it came to pass when the priest had bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of their feet were lifted up under the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. Amen. So we see what takes place here as a priest come up out of there and the presence of God leaves. That overflowing flood, praise God, it goes down. Amen. It covers, it obscures those stones of affliction that's there, that's put there in the Jordan. Praise God, they've done been put under the water. Praise God, they've been just as you and I have been baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, trusted what He did for us on Calvary. Everything's been made right. Paul tells us this. Let me just share this, if I can find it real quick. Romans chapter number 6. He says this, verse number 3. He said, "Know ye not that so many as us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, and like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Amen. Because that old sin, that old nature, praise God, it's been buried under the flood, praise God, of judgment that Jesus took for you on Calvary. Praise God, you don't have to bear it alone. I just plead the blood every day of our lives, young. Plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ upon our souls. Help us start early. Amen. Brother Jeff, don't wait till we get in a bind somewhere and say, "Oh Lord, help me." Praise God, Brother Junior, I do start early. Say, "I ain't messed up yet, Lord, but help me that I don't." Amen. Guide me and lead me and show me the ways of a holy and righteous God. Amen. Said, verse 5, Paul says, he said, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall all be also in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." In other words, we don't do unrighteous stuff, unright stuff. He said, "For he that is dead is freed from sin. If we be dead with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with Him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God." Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad, praise God, today? Paul would go on writing to the Colossians. In Colossians chapter number 3, verse number 1, he says, "If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above." You know what we're getting short-sighted here on earth. Hello? But Joe, we're getting short-sighted. We're looking around and seeing the things that's close to us and not seeing those things afar off. Those things that's most important, praise God. Amen. That we're setting our priority on. I've told you, praise God, there's only one priority. Priorities is an oxymoron. There's a priority. And our priority has to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything else, He said, He'll take care of. Amen. We make our priority Jesus, praise God. We just ask Him to help us with everything else, believing that He will. Amen. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you." Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Now that's that place of power. Amen. The place of power. He said, set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Verse number 3, "For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." So praise God. A remembrance of what Jesus already done for us. We died, praise God, to this flesh through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we've been risen in a newness of life. Praise His holy name. That's what God has done for us. That's what the Bible teaches. Even here, Joshua is teaching us about that newness of life. Praise God. These priests, they come up out of that, praise the Lord. And when they think back upon it, now those stones, I just wonder about those stones, because I know probably during the time of flooding and spring, probably you probably can't see those stones that Joshua put there in that river. But maybe occasionally, every now and then, when it's a dry time. I mean, we've done our Jordan. Now listen to me, Jordan ain't very big. I was very, I'm not going to say disappointed, because I thought, you know, the Jordan was a great big river. It is a river, but it's not big. These places, the Jordan River, it ain't much wider than one of those pews. Amen? It ain't. It ain't that big. But praise God, but they say that it's pretty deep everywhere. Amen? It goes through a narrow spasm, I guess you would say. But praise God, I believe sometimes that they're there and they look down upon that river. Maybe they can see the top line of those stones. Or maybe when they cross it in a vessel, they look down and they say, ask the question, what meaneth of these stones? What is it? What's the remembrance of these stones? Is that it's a memorial, praise God, of what Jesus Christ done for them, where Jesus Christ brought the children of Israel, the promise that He's made to them. The same promise that He's made to you and me. Amen. Praise His holy name. What a plan God has for us. The Bible says the people came up out of Jordan, verse number 19, on the 10th day of the first month. Now you know what that tells me? That the children of Brother Bill, they lacked 5 days being in the wilderness 40 years. You say, well, preacher, why did He bring them out 5 days before? I thought they was in the wilderness for 40 years. They was. But God brought them out 5 days before the 40 years because He said those 5 days, He gives them 5 days, praise God, to prepare the Passover. Amen. I believe they had to come out of there, and I believe Joshua had to prepare the people and had to set the stone as a remembrance, praise God, of what God had done for them so that they would never forget again. God don't want us to forget what He's done for us. He don't forget. Don't forget where He brought us from. Amen. Don't want to forget those barriers that's in our way, like the Jordan River was to them, how God dried it up and He brought us across. Amen. Unto Himself. He said, those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry ground. Dry land, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said they didn't stomp across in the mud. He said God brought them across on dry land. Amen. Why? Because God said, I don't want you to get any of the mud and muck of this world on you. Amen. There's a lot of niceness and filth. It's a pretty nasty little river now. He said, I don't want you to get any of the muck and the niceness of that river, praise God. When you come out, praise the Lord, when I bring you out into the promised land, I'm going to bring you out clean. Amen. Hey, there's not going to be mud on your feet. God Almighty, through that angel host, praise God, He ain't going to have to clean your sandals off, glory to God, before He can bring you into heaven and present you to the Father. You're going to come across clean and pure. Amen. Hey, listen, youngins, I know we worry and fret now about what we are. But praise God, that's not even a glimpse of what we're going to be. One of these days we're going to be clean and pure and presented unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall be like Him. Praise His holy name. And the Bible says, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did the Red Sea, which He dried up from before you until we were gone over. Amen. There's a song I was listening to the other day, and I just flipped the radio and it was playing, and it was talking about God. And it's talking about how He's the God that makes an ocean into a highway. Amen. How He makes the oceans into a highway, and how He makes souls of men in the mighty armies that march on for Him. I thought, glory, hallelujah. What a blessing. That's my God. Praise the Lord. That's your God today. Amen. The Jordan was there. It was before them. And he said, hey, listen, said, just as God brought you through the Red Sea on dry land, He brought you through the Jordan on dry land. Praise God. He'll bring you through this world unto Himself. He said that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, and that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Amen. He said, what I want you to see, praise God, the fear of the enemy. Could you imagine? Can you imagine the fear of that enemy that went out when word got back over there, those old kings on the other side? And they said, they ain't going to get spent. We're not going to have to worry about Israel right now. The spring floods will keep them back. Where's their God now? Amen. We ain't going to have to worry about them until about midsummer. If they can find a way over, then look at that. There's a bunch of them. Word got back to them old kings, said, hey, listen. Israel has crossed over. He said, do what? Said, Israel's crossed over. Said, we was spying it out. We was watching. And the priest that bear the Ark of Covenant, they something to the God of Israel. Because when they marched out, praise God, the waters just abated and the ground began dry and they marched over. They're over here now. Can you notice the fear of the enemy? Oh, help us. Well, the Bible said they feared. Amen. Why did they fear? Because of an Almighty God. An Almighty God. You know what's wrong with America today? There's no remembrance of an Almighty God. There's no remembrance of what God is able to do. There's no remembrance of what God would like to do. Amen. We need a remembrance. We need a memorial. But I tell you what, I thank God when I look back on all the men, women that have gave their lives for this country, a memorial. They didn't do it for naught. Amen. We need not let it be done for naught. We need to be let done because they love this country. And they love the people of this country. They love me and you. That's why they did it. Amen. The same reason Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, because He loved us and He gave Himself for us. And the Bible said they set up a memorial. They said, so when people ask you what it is, say, praise God. It's just to show you how good God is. Amen. How good the Lord is. Every time you think when the devil's got you and trying to beat you down, praise God, just think about how good God is. How good God's been. My God's been good to me. Amen. My God's been with me every step of the way. I've had adversities. I've had situations. I didn't know how in the world I was going to overcome them. But my God has moved in, praise God. Amen. He's moved in and He's made the difference in me. He's reached down and touched me, praise God, when I didn't even know who to call. I mean, I was in such a sorry shape, I wasn't even fit to pray. But God Almighty come to where I was. Praise God, and He brought me out. And that's my God. A God of remembrance. A God that I remember where He brought me from. Amen.